Good evening, peoples, and welcome to our longest night service. Tonight is the longest night of the year. We live in the midst of a cycle of shortening and lengthening days, but we know that life itself is a cycle like that, too. There are days that are bright and happy, and there are days that are long and dark, and there are days that are just gray. But that's the world that God made for us. And that's the world that God loves, grayness and all. For many of us, these past 2 years have been long and gray and difficult for many reasons. Sometimes during the holiday season, we feel pressure to put on a happy face, even when we're stressed or grieving or anxious or angry or full of other emotions that make people uncomfortable. It can feel dishonest to sing about joy and miracles and glorias. So if you need a place to set down those heavy feelings, this is the space for you. On the longest night of the year, may you find rest in the darkness. May you find God in the darkness. After all, it is only in the darkness that we can see the smallest glimmers of light. Or, as Leonard Cohen put it, there is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. So I invite you to gather together a candle or several, some paper and something to write with. Throughout our time together, I will light each of my 5 candles. With each candle, I will offer a prompt for reflection or prayer, and you can pause this recording as you need. The first Advent candle often carries with it a theme of hope. As we light this candle, I invite you to write down a hope or a prayer for the coming year, for your faith journey, for your relationships, for your health, or for anything else. In this season that puts a lot of emphasis on tradition and the past, sometimes we need to look to the future. The second Advent candle often carries with it a theme of peace. As we light this candle, I invite you to write down a burden that is weighing on you. In this season, it can sometimes feel hard to find a place to name our struggles without bringing down the mood. The third Advent candle often carries with it a theme of joy. As we light this candle, I invite you to write down one thing that makes you smile, no matter how small it is. Even on the longest night of the year, the sun will rise. I hope that you can see a glimpse of its light. The fourth Advent candle often carries with it a theme of love. As we light this candle, I invite you to write down the names you are holding in your heart tonight, the loved ones who are separated from us, either by death or by distance. This season is not the same without them. Not all Advent wreaths have a fifth candle in their center, but when they do, it is often called a Christ candle. As we light this candle, I invite you to write down a prayer for your community or for the world. In this season, we remember that Christ is at the center of all our Advent and Christmas worship and celebrations, not traditions, not parties, not gifts, not decorations, not even time with family. Christ is at the center, and Christ sees you and everything that you are feeling. Christ is at the center. And Christ holds you as precious, no matter what baggage you might carry. Christ is at the center, and Christ loves you without condition. I want to tell you about the stole that I'm wearing tonight, which is a special one to me, because Starry Night is my favorite painting. I love it not just because it's beautiful, but because it was the view from Vincent van Gogh's window in the asylum where he stayed after having a breakdown a few days before Christmas. He looked out at the world through bars, but he still saw that the world was beautiful, even if he couldn't fully make that beauty register in his soul. Even if no one in his lifetime saw beauty in what Vincent created other than his brother. The artist spent much of his life in an endless night, metaphorically speaking, but he still saw the light of hope shining in the stars. Even though Vincent died by suicide a year after painting Starry Night, I still think it's a hopeful piece. The way the stars light up the sky, the way they're almost big enough to reach out and grab. Whenever I feel down or empty, I pray that I could see the beauty of creation the way that Vincent did. The light is there, coming closer, no matter where we are. Our gospel reading tonight comes to us from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Hear now the word of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. This is the word of the Lord. There is very real darkness and pain in this world. It wouldn't be honest to pretend otherwise, and Jesus doesn't ask us to. It's a lot more fun to lift up the happy stories of our faith and of our lives, but they are not our only stories. God put on flesh and lived in this world with us, even during the long nights, the dark nights, the painful nights. Those nights and those tears and those retreats to lonely places are just as central to the story of Jesus as the sunlight and the wine, and the alleluias. God is with you, even on the longest night of the year. God is big enough to hold all of our hopes and fears alike. Even so, we know and we believe that the light will come. That light will shine in the darkness, and the darkness will never overcome it.